Let's talk about let go. Let go is the flowering of understanding, of consciousness. Consciousness is space. Love is rest, harmony, peace. You cannot do love and you cannot do let go. Let go comes as a shadow of understanding when you have accepted. When you have accepted how things are, and it is nothing you can do. Yes, up to a point, something you can do. There is something you can do. When one is totally identified with its thinking, feelings, traumas, fears, ideas, then there is something one can do. All techniques, all meditations is to free oneself slowly, slowly from the grip of its mind. Be that fear, anger, traumas, ideas, till you come to the ultimate let go, which is your ego, your whole totality as an individual. That is not something you can think about. Then what is there to do? There is nothing to do as such. But if you sit in the sun, you get warm. So they have always said, sit in the presence of the enlightened ones. Sit in the presence of light if you are in darkness. Sit in the presence of love. Then slowly, slowly you get warm. You start melting. This understanding you cannot do. It comes from within. People have problems dropping all kinds of things. Eating ice cream, drinking coffee, eating meat. Dropping the stagnant relationship or marriage, dropping their work, dropping their ideas, dropping their fears, dropping their angers. So as long as you are identified with anything, if anything is bothering you, then you have to look into it, face it. That is my suggestion. You have to face yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to know all levels of yourself. You have to face your fears, your confusion, your doubt. But if there is no trust, it won't go in. It will just be a mental understanding. The mind is always interested to learn more and more. So the goal is somewhere in the distance. You can see through in this very moment how things are, that you are not your whole story, you are not your ideas, your traumas, your fears, your mind. That is what the mystics talks about, to let go. Let go of your whole idea as a separate entity, identity. But that only happens when you are mature enough to accept it. You cannot do anything. But you can do all the techniques, you can do all the meditation, you can go on polishing, cutting the diamond till there is no doubt left what you are. You cannot drop the real is always there. And still you have so difficulty dropping. You have so difficulty melting. You have so difficulty relaxing. You have so difficulty surrendering. Why? Because the mind is controlled. So you have learned to hold on, to cling, instead of letting go. That's why all the master says everything is upside down. What is more difficult, to make a fist or to have your hand open? And that's how the mystics looks at you, going around like fists, ready to fight. This understanding has to come to a point where it will start relaxing. Otherwise, nothing can be given. You can't give anything if you only have a closed fist. That is what I call the homework, to become available. Then suddenly, when you become available, when you become empty, when you become receptive, then you can drink, then you can learn, then you can get filled of something else. Instead of fear, love. Instead of tension, harmony. But as long as you are still ready to fight, the understanding hasn't gone deep enough, and you still need to dig deeper, look more, so you understand your whole mechanism, how the mind and the ego works. Hey, relax, nice to see you. One mystic, Tulsidas, he said, this mind never takes a rest. Having forgotten its own reality, it is deluded night and day, looking for its happiness outside. even though it knows the pain of falling into the web of desires, it keeps going back for more and more. It never learns. And that is the situation with everybody, having forgotten your own reality, having forgotten your own self, having forgotten your own heart. You are deluded, looking for happiness outside, even though it knows this pain, and you know the pain, but what to do? You don't know how to escape. This is how people are. What to do? Nobody is telling them. Everybody is deluded. Everybody is confused. It's normal. Even though it knows the pain of falling into the web of desires, it keeps going back for more and more. It never learns. It never learns. You never learn before you see a light. You don't find a way before you see a light, that something is being touched in you. You never learn before another wisdom, understanding start dawning on you. And where do you find that in this world? It's very difficult. You have lost it yourself, and the mind is running after things. It has become deluded and stained by this world. You have become stained. And it's normal to be stained, to be dirty. And meditation, consciousness, is the way to clean yourself. Coming back to yourself, seeing where you leak, seeing where you get all your stains. That not only you look dirty, but you feel dirty. You have to cleanse yourself. This stain does not come off without the water of knowledge. Every scripture says so. And where do you find the water of knowledge? Which they say, this is the only way you get clean. And people are so deluded that even if they find the water of knowledge, they can still go. Because the habit is always to move, to look, not to stop. And you can only clean yourself if you stop. This stain does not come off without the water of knowledge. Every scripture says so. Without the master's help, the heart cannot be found. Thirst does not end just by searching for water. Thirst does not end just by searching for water. And that's all what people have. They look in the books, in the scriptures. They read, but they are not cleansed. Without the master's help, he said, the heart cannot be found. It it's very difficult if you don't get reminded. And nobody can remind you because they haven't found. That's why the real masters have no technique as such. It's just to fall more and more in tune. It is the pathless path. It's no highway. You have to find your own path. But first, you have to be willing to walk with someone who knows the path. Otherwise, how will you find the way? And this can only happen in a let go, in a surrender, in an understanding. Otherwise, even if you are involved, you are not total. Even if the master tries to help, he is helpless because your fist, your mind, your heart is still closed. Without the master's help, the heart cannot be found. Dear Master Sva, I clearly see that I'm afraid of losing my ego. I'm afraid of losing control. So I see why it has been so scary to come close to you. I'm still afraid, but I want to take a chance and ask for a new name. I hope that will push me closer to you and to my true self. With love and gratitude, Beata. Beata. When did you come first time? It was too much, no? You had to wait till? Then it was so much that you had to wait 2-3 years. 3 years. And then you came back. And then what happened? Then you were more, you had digested it. Oh my God. Huh? Is that possible? Huh? And then it took a year more and then... No, you have started seeing now, huh, what I'm doing. That is good. That is the right time. It doesn't matter how long time. You have to be ready. Because only then you can be total, now you know what you're getting into. I clearly see that I'm afraid of losing my ego. Yeah, because the ego is all what we know. But now you start knowing something else. That is what you're getting. So now you are a little bit split because now you have seen that it can go. Then it becomes interesting. But how to do it? Then you start realizing that I need help. And this is really what I want. And that is what I call courage. In spite of your fear, you say, I'm afraid of losing control. Let the fear be there. That doesn't matter, but in spite of the fear, that is what courage is. That you are ready to move on, even if you are shitting in your pants. That's what I like. You don't start screaming and holding back and making a whole scene, no. Just do your thing, move. That is what I mean, you have to face your fears, your traumas, all your ideas. You have to face it to understand that you have something in you that is stronger than this. This is not you. This is what has been running the show up to now. And that's why you can't believe it. That's why you couldn't believe what I told you the first time. What did I tell you? Huh? I should learn you to trust yourself. And then you ran away. That is how it is. That is too much. Because I've been trusting somebody else. Somebody else always taught me taking responsibility. And that is the first thing of sannyas. You have to take responsibility of yourself. I invite you to walk with me, but you have to walk yourself. You have to strengthen your legs. It is like saying, me walk? Yes, you have to walk. I clearly see that I'm afraid of losing my ego, but are you really? Huh? Where is... Huh?
It's very struggling inside.
Struggling? But who you know, who you know who to listen to now. And if you say... I'm still afraid, but I want to take a chance and ask for a new name. I hope that will push me closer to you and to my true self. With love and gratitude, Beat. That is what sannyas is. It's a commitment now that this is what I want. You don't want to hide anymore. You want to stand on your own feet. And what is the big problem? I don't understand this, losing control. Everything is out of control. We are whirling through the universe on a planet, and you are talking about, I'm afraid of losing control. That's what I want. I want you to give you eyes so you see the situation. What the fuck is in control here? Nothing. Everything is totally out of control, wild. Is totally wild. But in your little mind, in your ego, you have some kind of mysterious way found out that you are safe. And you want to keep it safe. But that safeness, that is like an ice cube. That is like a graveyard. Is no expansion, is no life. But that is a good beginning. I'm still afraid, but I want to take a chance. That's all what I'm asking, because then when you take a chance, then you see that it's possible then. Most people, they don't even think, because they haven't seen that they have a chance. There is a point in the journey where you have to decide. And you have to decide many times. Till it goes by itself. You have to remind yourself. And that is what sannyas is, that no, you want to be committed to yourself, to the heart, to life, to freedom. This is exactly how it is. That is my dilemma, because in one way you're screaming for help, and in another way you are protecting your fears, which is you are seeing now. First time you came, I told you, but you weren't ready. Then 3 years it took. What to say? But 3 years, people have been for 300 lifetimes. It has to come to a moment that you understand that you are at least willing to take the chance. If you are not willing even to take the chance, how can it happen? You are still doing your own show. So when you are just protecting your fears and your ideas, what can I do? Nothing. That's the thing. Many people, they just sit. If you are hot, if you are ready, then a lot can be done. The most important is that you are ready to take a chance, and you are ready to get involved, you are ready to listen, you are ready to face your fears. You are ready to let go. And you are ready for freedom, for love. Hafiz has a beautiful saying among many. He said, "Are you afraid? Troubled? Then come, stay with me, for I am not." That's the family I'm coming from. Are you afraid? Troubled? Then come, stay with me, for I am not. Then... Then slowly, this madness starts sinking in. Then you're so busy laughing that who have time to be afraid? But only when you're ready for that. That is what it is to be close. Then slowly, all this fear and losing control start relaxing. But you have to be ready to come closer. And your habit is always, even if you are close physically, you keep a distance. I observe this all the time. I'm amazed. And you're not aware of it yourself, what you are doing. Protecting your fears, your ideas, your ego. And only by coming closer, you will get warm. Says Hafiz, "Come closer so the flame in my heart can leap into your heart." That is what the master do, is ignites you. But if it's protected, how can anything happen? That is what I call the homework. Not everybody has this understanding. And then what this is what you see, Beata, because I saw your potential first time, but you needed to digest it. So I see why it has been scary to come close to you. Yes, because that ego that is afraid, it has to go. But you are not the ego. So this is the thing. That is what they talk about, the Christians, they talk about heaven and hell. That is what heaven and hell is. The ego, the fear, is hell. Consciousness, love, freedom, understanding is heaven. That is the battle between all the bad and the good, the darkness and light. There is no other battle than that. It's in yourself. Okay. No, you already know. Very good. Don't wait anymore. It's easy to miss the show. This show can be finished any moment. What happened to the fear now, Beata? Anything? Huh? Don't think. Huh?
Something else.
Something else. Something else. That's exactly, that is my way. There's nothing to do, you just get involved. That is my invitation. If you not just the party pooper, no? Some people they sit there. If you have the involvement, commitment, joining, that is then suddenly something else. And how does this something else feel? Good. Good, she says. This ego has nothing to say there. It just gets very embarrassed, in fact. when no fear is holding you back. Beloved Master Vasantsvaha, happy for the gift of being here. I am living and feeling the mystery of life and death and life. Wow, so strong and beautiful. I have dived into deep spaces, touching the very roots of my being. A lot has been revealed. I don't remember ever to have looked with so much courage to what is stored inside me. You are my inspiring guide. More and more, the path on the path in the forest of my own being. In the silence, resting in a Viking spot close to Dharma Mountain, Vatnabhaga, I feel so at home, happy, alone, I don't know. Devamani, you are still here also, huh? So Devamani is changing. Why you call it the Viking spot? Huh? It feels. But you have many places like that in Norway. It's very strong, this nature energy. It's very grounding. Happy alone, I don't know. Yes, isn't it amazing, Devamani? You can be happy and alone. In the river I also relax, calm, and surrender in this dance of life and death and life. So I go on dancing in the sunlight with the master that guides me on. And now there is no way back. A mysterious feeling of peace and contentment. This is what I just mentioned earlier, that when a line is crossed, then you know there is no way back. And you are very happy with it. Because now you know, up to a point, and you know, Devamani, you have gone through it yourself, when there is still a possibility to go back. It's still something that you have to digest. It's still something that you have to look at. It's still something you have to suffer. But know that it's crossed. And then this mysterious feeling of peace and contentment. That is how it is when you have crossed that line. Then you are happy because you have let go. Now you have seen that you don't need to struggle. Hmm? That's what I mean, that you have your own feet now. I'm deeply touched and grateful as a shining star. You, beloved, in my heart. Very good. It's good, no? To be here, just be away from everything, no? It's good for you, Devamani. I'm happy you stayed so long. Many things changed now. That's why I always like to take you to different places. Why we have place here and in Brazil, then we can shift. I like to shake like that. And then people get out of their little caves. They're safe caves. That is good. I will take you for a trip to Himalaya again also. So when you start feeling at home here, then I will take you a new place. Then. So you go through some things, new things. We enjoyed all the way. P.S. I go back on the 15th of September to Brazil. I already bought the ticket for the retreat in January. To much happiness in my heart. Yes, to life. You've been here in the winter before? No? Muito frio. Did you enjoy? Yeah? You have to talk with your other friends. In fact, you don't get it. The best thing is this, you have this underwear, no? That is the best, this cozy lamb's wool inside. Then we could even sit here. Maybe. The roof doesn't hold the snow because a lot of snow. Very nice. And silencio, total. It's the best place on the whole planet Earth to have silent retreat here in the winter. Very nice. But I think we stay inside. Very good. Now you start really enjoying now, no? Very good. Om Shanti. May everybody let go.
Thank you.